This is New Hampshire Public Radio News. I'm Brady Carlson. To put their name on New Hampshire's primary ballot, candidates for president visit the Secretary of State's office at the State House. Where they go after filing is often to a restaurant across the street. For Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture, we look now at why those who want the White House first visit the Barley House. It's a well-worn path from the State House across Concord's Main Street to the Barley House. Ohio Governor John Kasich made the walk just last week.
It's like all sports running for president. Golf, ping pong, we haven't played darts, throwing darts.
The event was closed to reporters, so we didn't actually get to see Kasich mingle with supporters over burgers, french fries, and deep-fried Brussels sprouts. But he's been here several times before, and he's far from the only White House hopeful to order off its menu.
Yeah, obviously, you know, they all come through here every season.
Michelle Zeidenboss has worked here for more than a dozen years, serving pints of smutty-nosed beer to Senators Bernie Sanders and Lindsey Graham, and a Texas-style burger to that state's former governor, Rick Perry. The Barley House opened in 2000, but Zeidenboss says it didn't turn into a must-visit for candidates until the 2008 campaign.
That primary season was definitely when it really kicked into high gear. I mean, with the Huckaburger.
Wait, the what?
We had the Huckaburger and all that. That was nuts.
Do you remember what was in the Huckaburger?
Yeah, I think it was like spinach. I know there were fried pickles. I think that's a big thing back, he's Arkansas, right?
He is, for the record, and Mike Huckabee was on hand when owner Brian Shea unveiled the burger bearing the former Arkansas governor's name.
And years from now, after I've served my second term as president, this burger will be the signature item. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right.
You have a future in politics.
Thank you very much.
The Barley House isn't just known for politics. General Manager Brad Corbett says the restaurant is equally well known for burgers. There are eight on the menu, including the Dublin burger.
It's a house ground patty. It's got a peppercorn chard, whiskey pepper gravy, imperial blue cheese, and crispy onions with lettuce and tomato. Very interesting flavor profile for a burger.
There's also the homemade hummus free to each table with a glass full of pretzel rods and breadsticks. And the restaurant is trying to bring the sport of Irish hurling to the U.S. with its own hurling team, the Barley House Wolves. But with so many would-be presidents dropping by, not to mention state political leaders who come across the street for lunch, politics is an ever larger part of the Barley House's story. And server Michelle Zeidenboss says that helps keep her engaged not only with politics, but public policy too.
It's fun to stay engaged. And I mean, I went and testified in front of the Senate and the House of Representatives for Medicaid expansion. And when they saw me over there, I was like, remember who serves your food.
And with a few more days left for candidates to file their primary paperwork, the Barley House may see more candidates visit. And when they do, their photos end up on the wall, not far from a picture of a former president mocked up with the Barley House's slogan.
What, like the Theodore Roosevelt over there, the road to the White House begins at the Barley House. So they're going to have to come in here first.
For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.